I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School, everybody. This is lesson 19. Before I get started, I wanted to thank some very special people who've supported the show, and I wanted to invite you to help and come along and be a part of SynCreate this month in February. So first, I want to thank Noel Young, Stephen Norma Minnick, Ed Szeski, Marcia Sinkovitz, and Life Ministries. Life Ministries is the group, the ministry that I work with the incarcerated population in federal prison. And if you go to reenteringlife.org, if you're interested in helping the incarcerated population in your area, this is a great way to do it. These are a forgotten group of people, and they really need to have love and help, and I really encourage you to check into that. Elise Chaffins and Janine Brialt, Ed Holm, and Carol Musser. These are all people who've actually donated to the show to help keep it going. Thank you so much. And if you're interested in helping the show and keeping it going and being a sponsor, you can go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. A Patreon is just like patron with an E in there, Patreon. And that helps me keep the show going. I will also be offering some special goodies every week related to Soul School, and that is called Varsity Club. So for $5 as a monthly contribution, $5 each week, there'll be a video session related to the lesson. There'll be extra materials and all different sorts of goodies coming. And that's my way of saying thank you for the people who really feel a kinship to the show, kind of my core supporters and listeners and friends and fans. That's my way of saying thank you to you. This month, part of SynCreate, S-Y-N, Create, is something I'm doing with James Prescott and all kinds of creators all over the world, and we're exploring different themes each month. This month, it's reimagining repentance. And repentance is something we often think of in the context of religion. But it can have anything to do with turning ourselves around and doing a 180. And you can create something of your own with regards to poetry, photography, writing, anything that you'd like in a format that feels comfortable to you. And if you put the hashtag SynCreate along with it, we'll keep an eye out for it and try to pass it around. Ash Wednesday this year begins on February 10th in 2016. Now, I'm not Catholic, and I did not observe Ash Wednesday growing up, and I've observed it only very rarely as an adult. In fact, I grew up in a very non-liturgical church, and that was sort of frowned on as something that wasn't in the Bible, so it must not be very useful or very good to observe. But in later life, I've found that traditions can bring very rich, meaningful value to our lives, and that celebrating certain things in certain seasons with other people all over the world actually gives me a lot of benefits that I find very useful. And so when I went to college, I had a roommate who was Catholic, and I really didn't know what was going on with Ash Wednesday. I actually at one point said, "There's something on your head," and I handed her a tissue, and I didn't realize that she had ashes smudged on her forehead in the shape of a cross because she had gone to a mass for Ash Wednesday. And I was just very ignorant and oblivious to it, hopelessly ignorant about what was happening. And that Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent. Fat Tuesday, which is Mardi Gras, that's the French Big Tuesday or Fat Tuesday in French. And that's kind of the day of excess before a day of, you could say, deprivation or doing without in terms of Lent and the 40 days prior to Easter, not including Sundays. Sundays are feast days. And as I looked more into some of these spiritual practices, all different types of traditions and all different sorts of spiritual practices as I studied spiritual formation in graduate school, I was really interested in the way people learn and grow and connect with the divine and become more alive, the way people become better people to themselves and to others and the way people do good in the world. And when they've overcome great hardships or great suffering, sometimes they still go on to do very good things in the world. And I wanted to explore those things a lot more deeply. And a lot of times, spiritual practices have a lot to do with that. Rituals, shared common life, seasons and rhythms of life have special meaning, and traditions make those types of things a potential reality. So that's why I'm going to talk today about some of those themes of Lent. So even if you don't observe Lent for yourself, you never have, you're not a Christian, or you're a Christian but you don't really see any purpose in it, or you are a person who has observed Lent and are observing it now, you'll find that these themes are still really useful to absorb as meta-truths to help you flourish. I think there's a big reason why people continue to put them into use each year. They have a power that goes even deeper than their connection to Christianity, if that makes any sense. Typically, you might think of Lent as associated with deprivation, and you might think of it as associated with people giving up things, bad habits, or we might think of sin and repenting from sin. And instead of thinking of sin as a moral failure or wickedness, something that is important to root out in ourselves, and we can think of it that way sometimes. But sometimes it's good to think of sin as one of the meanings it has in Greek, which is taken from a word used in archery. It's when an archer misses the target. They fail to hit the intended target, and we often do that too. Every day we'll fail to be kind or good as we ought to be. We'll fail to do the right thing. We'll make mistakes. We'll pick the bad choice. And the fact that we know we ought to do the right thing and don't indicates that that mark isn't just arbitrary or isn't just part of a sort of our subjective way of understanding the world, but it's some kind of objective thing others would agree was the mark as well, and that we've just messed up. So we try again, and we don't have to waste a lot of time just berating ourselves for not hitting that target. We don't have to be like, stupid, I missed it again. Unless we're purposeful about missing it, or unless we're just not bothering to try again and hit it the next time, we simply must try our best and try again. Although we can take an inward glance at any time, Lent is a special time to take stock of our interior lives, and we can also know that millions of other people around the world are doing the very same thing at the very same time. Repentance is commonly talked about during Lent, and many think of it in religious contexts, of course, but repentance really is a directional definition. It means doing a 180, going one way, then doing an about face and turning back around. Not just in spiritual and religious contexts, but in every context, in work, in relationships, in health, in the purposes we have in our lives, in our finances, in everything. Repentance means really that we come home. We have a homecoming. We come back to our real selves and we return to love. We return to what is best for us. It's about remembering who we really are and remembering who we are really meant to be and embracing that in all its fullness by leaving something else, something false behind, so that new life can happen. And of course, that new life is celebrated in all its fullest glory and symbolized too in the fullness of spring and rebirth that is symbolized in the resurrection. And we've probably all heard of somebody giving up something luxurious during Lent. Some people give up chocolate or desserts or coffee or meat. And some people fast. And maybe they give up something that they love to do or some excess, like watching TV or going to the movies or doing Facebook or social media. But just thinking of Lent in those terms misses out on some bigger ideas of what can help rejuvenate us. Lent actually means spring. Lent doesn't mean fasting. It means spring. And I like to think of it as spring, but not really spring that's sprung. It's kind of germination, that underground life that happens before we quite see it. There's life happening, but it's underground in darkness first. It's this place where no one can quite see it yet. And soon it will burst forth, and soon it will bloom, and soon a new season will emerge. Spring will come forth, and it'll come forth fully, and there'll be new life and new birth. There'll be little chicks hatching, and there'll be little bunnies running around. And that's all reflected in nature. And the time of darkness and the preparation season will all be worth it. But that darkness and that germination, the germination and the incubation time has to come first. So Lent lasts for 40 days. But on Sundays, you take a break from the things you are abstaining from, and you enjoy them, and you feast, and you rest, and you just enjoy yourself and not even worry about it. But then Monday, you go back, and you find ways of casting off things that are false. And then on that final Sunday is just the Super Bowl, is just the super celebration and the fantastic resurrection of new life and Easter. And you rise again, and it's refreshing. And you celebrate everything, and that everything can become new. And so my challenge for you today, your homework, is to allow Lent to be a time for you of spring, that you realize that it's new life growing and coming forth in you, and a time to cast off a false self and return home, remember who you really are. And if you want to participate in the homework part or just the introspection without sharing it, that's fine. But if you feel like you would like to share some of your thoughts or ask a few questions, you can go to facebook.com/sparkmymuse. And I've done a lot of extra material on this lesson. There is so much here to dig around in, and there are so many resources. I've done a lot of extra work for this lesson in what's called Varsity Club. So if this topic interests you and you'd like more, and this is something that you think you would love to sink your teeth into, I invite you to go to the show notes at sparkmymuse.com, lesson 19, and you could just click on the link, and that will take you to the extra material, a video lesson, and plenty of resources and a worksheet to work through to ask yourself some important questions that will help make this season really, really fruitful as you germinate and get ready for new life in your life. And I wish you blessing and peace.